first and foremost, I wish to offer my condolences to the family who have lost a loved one on the A5, and I hope that the other individual that was seriously injured makes a full and speedy recovery. I'd also like to pay tribute to emergency services who had attended at the scene. I know that this tragedy once again will have a huge impact to their family and indeed the wider community on the latest tragedy on the road.
It feels only a short time ago that we were speaking regarding the family that have lost their lives on the A5. Will there be any urgency on this matter, do you think?
Well, we had the conclusion of the public inquiry this year, and following that we're waiting the report from the Commissioner, which is due in the autumn time of this year, but we're hoping that as soon as that report will be published, it'll allow for the A5 to proceed with no further unnecessary delays. I think it's vitally important now that the A5 is delivered in its entirety, and the upgrade is so crucial, first and foremost, to save lives.